is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's Sunday night, and this is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network. A weekly look inside LSU athletics with exclusive interviews with coaches, student athletes, and administrators. And now, from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios on the campus of LSU, here is your host of LSU 60, Bill Franquez.
Good evening, Tiger fans. Welcome to LSU 60. This is Bill Franquez here with Jeff Palermo. We're in the Capital One Bank Studios right next door to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A beautiful day here in Baton Rouge. A warm October day. The sun now beginning to set behind the Mississippi River as we look out upon a beautiful LSU campus and a very vibrant LSU campus. Of course, yesterday, LSU with a big win here in Tiger Stadium, 52-24 over South Carolina. LSU improving now to 2-2 on the year with the victory. And LSU now building some momentum heading into this coming weekend as the Tigers will travel to Auburn to take on the Auburn Tigers. Kickoff will be at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. The game will be televised by CBS live from Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn. So great win for the Tigers last night, a smashing debut for freshman quarterback T.J. Finley. The Tigers found tremendous offense, a tremendous balance on offense, rushing and passing the ball extremely effectively. And the LSU defense played very well. Also, Tigers limited South Carolina in their scoring opportunities, also came up with a big pick six, and the special teams chipped in with the first kickoff return for a touchdown in Tiger Stadium in 39 years. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later tonight here on LSU 60. Also tonight, we'll be joined by LSU passing game coordinator Scott Linehan. Jeff Palermo interviews Coach Linehan about the Tigers' victory last night and a great debut for freshman quarterback T.J. Finley. Then later in the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Lakeitha Poole. Dr. Poole is the director of the LSU Student Athlete Mental Health Unit. We'll talk about how vital Dr. Poole and her staff and their roles are to the mental health and success of the LSU student athletes. And also later tonight, we'll talk about SEC football, the results from yesterday, and the schedule coming up this weekend, of course, highlighted by LSU at Auburn, 2:30 on Saturday on CBS. Quick look at the rankings before we break. LSU is not ranked in the top 25. However, the Tigers are now receiving votes in the Coaches Bowl. And if LSU can get a victory this weekend over Auburn, perhaps the Tigers will move back into that top 25. But in the AP, Clemson is number one, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Georgia at five, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Texas A&M at number eight, Wisconsin nine, and Florida is number 10. In the Coaches Bowl, Clemson one, Alabama two, Ohio State three, Notre Dame 4 and Georgia 5, followed by Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Texas A&M also number 8 in the coaches poll. Florida is number 9 in the coaches poll. And those are all the SEC teams that are ranked. Again, LSU receiving votes in the coaches poll. Auburn also receiving votes in both the coaches poll and the AP poll. All right, stay with us when we come back. We'll go through the highlights of last night's victory over South Carolina. That's coming up after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to LSU 60, our show presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU athletics. And LSU 60 is brought to you each week live from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. Capital One has reimagined banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums. Capital One, the official bank and credit card of the NCAA. Last night, right here in Tiger Stadium, LSU 52, South Carolina 24. A fantastic, exciting effort for the Tigers. LSU, of course, had the week off after the Florida game was postponed due to COVID-19 concerns with the Gator team and personnel. So LSU had a little extra week to prepare, some extra time to prepare, and the Tigers took full advantage of it. And it was a team that knew it needed a victory, and the Tigers, as T.J. Finley, the freshman quarterback, said after the game, the Tigers definitely found their swagger last night here in Death Valley. Finley himself, in his debut as an LSU Tiger, 17 of 21 for 265 yards, and he threw two touchdowns. Ty Davis Price ran for 135 yards. John Emery ran for 88. The offensive balance was especially impressive. LSU rushed for 276 yards and passed for 265. You can't have much better balance than that. 541 yards in total offense for the Tigers last night. And the defense came through in a big way with five sacks, a pick six, and LSU also with a big special teams play. So let's go through some of the highlights of last night's victory. T.J. Finley made a smashing college debut, his first ever collegiate drive. He led the Tigers 75 yards in 16 plays, and he culminated the drive with this one-yard burst into the end zone.
Third and less than a yard, goal to go. Finley again will be under center. Ty Davis Price just behind him. This time Finley going to try to keep it. Ty Davis Price trying to push him in, and he does! Touchdown, Tigers! T.J. Finley, the freshman, leads the Tigers down the field and rushes in from 1 yard out, and LSU takes an early 6-0 lead over the Gamecocks.
Kate York made it 7-0 with the PAT, with 7:34 left in the first quarter. The Tigers with the early lead. South Carolina came back and tied the score quickly on a 45-yard run by Kevin Harris, but the LSU responded again, this time on a York 27-yard field goal. LSU leads 10-7 late in the first quarter. Then early in the second quarter, the Tigers came through with T.J. Finley's first ever collegiate scoring pass. This time, he threw it to All-American Terrace Marshall Jr.
Three receivers right, working from the near side hash. Finley with the snap, looking right, throws, got a man open. Marshall, back right corner of the end zone, touchdown, Tigers! 7-yard touchdown pass, and the Tigers extend the lead. 8th touchdown reception of the year for Terrace Marshall Jr.
LSU leads 17-7 with 11:14 remaining in the second quarter. South Carolina gets a field goal to narrow the gap to 17-10, but then the Finley to Marshall connection strikes again, this time with 3:43 remaining in the second quarter. This scoring pass gives the Tigers a 24-10 advantage.
Third down and 5. Finley comes out throwing on the slant. Marshall has it. Stays upright inside the 35. Down the middle of the field. 15, 10, 5. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown, Tigers!
Tigers lead 24-10. 3:43 remaining. And just 1 minute later, the Tigers are on the board again. This time, with a pick six by freshman cornerback Eli Ricks.
First down and 10 at the 44. Hill with Fenwick in the backfield. Hill looks to throw. It's going to be intercepted. Taken away. It's going to be Eli Ricks. 15, 10, 5. Pick six. Touchdown. Tigers. 44-yard interception return. Third pick of the season for freshman Eli Ricks. And just like that, it's 30-10.
Tigers go into halftime with a 31-10 advantage over the Gamecocks. Now, South Carolina, on its opening drive of the second half, moves 74 yards in 9 plays, gets a Kevin Harris 1-yard TD run. That narrows the gap to 31-17 with 11:17 remaining in the third quarter. But then the Tigers with a huge special teams play on the ensuing kickoff. One of the more interesting facts about LSU football history is that the last time a Tiger returned a kickoff for a touchdown in Tiger Stadium was 39 years ago. It was October of 1981. Eric Martin returned a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown against Kentucky in Tiger Stadium. It hadn't happened since until last night on this great play by Trey Palmer.
The kick from Mitch Jeter is going to be bobbled at about the 6-yard line by Trey Palmer. He'll pick it up. Near side, 15, 20, 25, 30. Cuts back middle of the field. He's across the 40, 45, headed to the far sideline, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Trey Palmer. Roughly 94 yards by the time he picked it up around the 6-yard line, came up the near side in all kinds of traffic, found the seams, cut across the field, and outran the Gamecocks.
Great call by the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, describing Trey Palmer's kick return. Officially, it was a 93-yard kickoff return. Again, the first time an LSU player has done that in Tiger Stadium since Eric Martin way back in 1981. That gave the Tigers a 38-17 lead with 11 minutes still remaining in the third quarter. Tigers extended the lead to 45-17. Ty Davis Price, who, as I said earlier, had a fantastic game, scored on a 4-yard TD run, and that culminated an 8-play, 77-yard drive. 45-17 Tigers lead late in the third quarter. And as I said earlier, the Tiger defense pressured South Carolina quarterback Colin Hill all night long. LSU's defense recorded 5 sacks, including 3 sacks by freshman outside linebacker B.J. Ojulari. Ojulari had 3 sacks, including this one, in the third quarter.
Hill, shotgun snap, looking left, stands in the pocket with time, now will step up, and he's going to be tripped up. Ojulari pulls his 3rd sack of the night, and he drops the Gamecock quarterback around the 24-yard line.
What a night for the freshman, B.J. Ojulari, with his 3rd sack of the game in the third quarter against the Gamecocks. LSU adds to the lead, scoring its 52nd point early in the fourth quarter. Tigers move 58 yards in 10 plays, and this drive is culminated on a leaping run by John Emery, Jr.
McMath out wide to the left, Marshall wide to the right, John Emery. The running back, Emery, gets it, leaps over the top, touchdown, Tigers! Torrey Carter laid the blow by fullback, and Emery saw enough airspace to go lunging over the top. Picks up his first rushing touchdown of the night. Emery with his 2nd rushing touchdown of the season, and the Tigers extend the lead 51-17.
York's PAT makes it 52-17. South Carolina adds a late touchdown. Final score, Tigers 52, Gamecocks 24. LSU now 2-2 on the year and playing at a very high level last night. And hopefully that momentum continues this week when the Tigers travel to Auburn. Again, LSU at Auburn, 2:30 on CBS. Auburn coming off a win yesterday, a clutch win over Ole Miss, 35-28. Auburn scored late in that game to defeat the Rebels. Auburn is 3-1 on the year. They've had the benefit of some fortune, some good fortune. We'll just leave it at that. But Auburn is always a formidable opponent, a great rivalry with LSU beginning in 1992 when the Western Division was created. Every year, LSU-Auburn brings quite a lot of dramatics. So we'll look forward to this game, 2:30 Saturday on CBS. All right, stay with us here on LSU 60. When we come back, Jeff Palermo will join us, and Jeff will talk to LSU passing game coordinator Scott Linehan. That's coming up after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game-time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Cavender's is more than a brand. It's our family name. We believe in dressing how you live and living how you dress. So it doesn't matter if you spend your days like this or like this. At Cavender's, you can expect handcrafted boots, perfectly shaped hats, and high-quality Western wear. Because that's what it takes to meet our family standard. Cavender's. Don't just wear it. Live it.
All right, folks, come on. Y'all ready to party? Give it up. Clear the floor and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man. $200,000 big spender and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hey, here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are rip-offs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Welcome back to LSU 60, presented by TJ Rim's official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. LSU Athletics would like to thank yesterday's game sponsor, Coca-Cola. Football season is here. Means it's time to load up on the best snacks and some delicious ice-cold Coke for all your game day guests. Nothing tastes like everyone you love and everything you like coming together. Coca-Cola, together tastes better. Want to make a quick correction. I believe I said Auburn's record is 3-1. Auburn actually is 3-2 on the year. They have losses to Georgia, and of course they lost last week to South Carolina, but they do have victories over Kentucky, Arkansas, and Ole Miss. So Auburn at 3-2. Coming into Saturday's game, LSU at 2-2. And let's head out now to the LSU football complex. Jeff Palermo standing by with LSU passing game coordinator Scott Linehan.
All right, thanks a lot, Bill. And Coach Linehan, really nice win last night. You know, you start on Monday and you don't exactly know who the starting quarterback will be. Is that a little nerve-wracking for a coach, or did you really feel confident that if Miles could not go, that either T.J. Finley or Max Johnson would play well against South Carolina?
Well, we have all the confidence in the world in those two young guys. That's why they were recruited to go school here, you know. It was really almost a tie in the competition, I mean, between the two of them. And both bring such great traits, both physically and mentally, that I know the players had all the confidence in the world with either one. Settled in on TJ on Thursday, and you know, everybody just said they were going to do a little bit extra for him because they're his first start. And I think that showed a lot in the game, and TJ's performance was how the guys locked in and played around him as well.
I don't know how he felt on the field, but from our vantage point, he just seemed like he was cool, calm, confident. The situation was not too big for him.
No question. You know, we had several conversations during the week. You know, I know other coaches did too, and having gone through it with young quarterbacks, you know, in college, but even in the NFL, you know, had Matt Stafford started his first game as a rookie in 2009, and Dak Prescott started his first game as a rookie in 2016. I remember having similar conversations. I said, number one, it's the same game. All right, you go out there and play like you've played it your whole life. You're not the only one. You're a piece of the puzzle. Go out there and do your job. Get it to the playmakers. And, you know, you could really see that TJ bought into that, and he didn't get outside, you know, his frame or what he needed to do. He just executed the plays that were called, and I thought Coach E did a great job of really getting him a great plan to be successful in his first start.
Yeah, for sure. On the first drive, it just seemed like it could not have gone any better, right? You got the running game going. He was able to complete some safe passes, you know, nothing too difficult, at least it seemed like. I mean, that seemed to be the plan. Was that the kind of the plan, was just to kind of ease him into this, and then as the game went along, okay, let's see what else he can do?
Yeah, I think we wanted to control the line of scrimmage. You know, you can really quiet a game down for a quarterback by having a really good, a lot of success in the run game. And then the pass game doesn't become quite as challenging. I mean, it's not easy, but for him to be able to go out and have the, to rattle off some good runs, convert some, you know, some real manageable third downs. You know, in his first drive, he's got to sneak it for a fourth down conversion. You know, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time either. So we didn't hesitate. We had all the confidence he was going to do it, but everybody around him, I think, really stepped up their game. And being able to, I mean, what really, I think it was a 16-play drive, but I think there were 18 total plays because there was a couple penalties in there, and score a touchdown in your opening drive in your first start, that's, that was big.
Talking with LSU passing game coordinator Scott Linehan, I've seen him play in high school before. He seemed more mobile to me. I know he talked about it that during quarantine he worked on losing that weight. I mean, how much of a difference do you think that has made for him?
Oh, I think it was huge. You know, it was night and day from when we left spring ball when we broke to when we came back. I mean, he really, really worked on his, you know, whether it was his diet or whatever it was. I mean, it wasn't like he was overweight or anything. He's a big man, and he got himself to a position I think it helped his mobility, and you know that showed. It showed in the game. He got off schedule a couple times, made some really nice plays with his feet, and you know, that's big for a quarterback to have that element to his game is huge.
And he's got some great wide receivers to throw to, right? I mean, obviously there's Terrace Marshall, but Jerae Jenkins continues to make plays. You got Eric Gilbert. And then, you know, getting that running game going was so crucial last night, I thought.
Yeah, I thought all phases of our offense really played well. You know, offensive line, we've been banged up. We've had some lineup changes, all those things for Coach Craig to put together, you know, that group and get them ready to go. I mean, those guys played fabulous. You know, to have no sacks, with a freshman quarterback starting his first game and rush for 275 yards. I mean, what a great job by really everybody. And the receivers, you know, we didn't throw the ball that many times, but the effectiveness of the completions we had was immense, and that was big.
So what's the quarterback room like now? Miles Brennan's the starter. When he's healthy, he's ready to go. But when you got a guy like TJ Finley now waiting in the wings, and the confidence that he has, and I'm sure Max has got confidence, I would imagine that's got to be a fun room to be a part of.
Yeah, those guys, I mean, that's a great problem to have. You know, have guys that are, they're competing to be on the field and are, you know, we have confidence in all of them. And, we're excited, you know, to get Miles back. But it's great to know we've got the depth that we thought we had going into the season at that position.
Up next is Auburn. So now there's tape on TJ Finley. So if he's got to make the start next Saturday against Auburn, I mean, how much do you keep that in mind that, okay, Auburn knows what he's comfortable in doing and maybe some of the adjustments now that you got to make to make sure you could keep Auburn off guard?
Well, you know, the one thing it may be advantage for us right now is, you know, we don't know where we're going to be at the quarterback position by next week, so by the end of the week. So I don't think, you know, I don't think it's as big of a problem, you know, knowing we have the ability to play whoever it is that starts for us. You know, we have all the confidence it's going to work for us. So it's really a good to see that we have, you know, the depth that we thought we had, you know, in that room and getting ready for this game.
What do you see from Auburn's defense? What are some of the challenges they present?
Well, they're multiple. They do a lot of different things. Give you some different front looks as far as playing, you know, an even front, and they get in some odd looks, and they change up, play probably a little more zone than some of the teams we've played. But they will play some man, and they have some third down pressure packages that we'll need to prepare for. They're an SEC defense, and every week it's a huge challenge. I'm finding that out as we prepare for these games.
All right, nice win last night. Let's make it a winning streak this Saturday on the Plains. Appreciate it, Coach.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Scott Linehan, LSU's passing game coordinator. More of LSU 60 when we come back on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And Tiger fans, you can take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. Show your LSU pride at cox.com/Tigers. And a reminder to download the LSU mobile app. Show us how you go with Tabasco using hashtag Tabasco Tigers for a chance to win a $100 gift card to the Tabasco Country Store. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers. And now it's our pleasure as we're joined by Dr. Lakeitha Poole. Dr. Poole is the director of the LSU Student Athlete Mental Health Unit. And Dr. Poole, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How's everything this evening?
Everything's great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And tell us about LSU Student Athlete Mental Health. It's relatively a new unit on campus. So you've been in this position for 5 years, helping LSU student athletes. Tell us about the services you guys provide and how this unit was developed.
Yeah, sure. So definitely new in the format that we offer it in now. Obviously, we know, you know, mental health's been a longstanding issue for a while with lots of folks, but not until recent years, probably in the last 10 years or so, has there been a focus specifically on student athletes. Mm-hmm. And so I was fortunate to enter my role originally in the department as an assistant director and then got the opportunity to move into a directorship and really get to recreate from the ground up how we manage everything from, you know, the day-to-day mental health stuff, which is anxiety, depression, being homesick, competing, obviously, at the collegiate level is hard, especially at a D1 SEC school. So we hear a lot of that. But then also maybe more severe issues like substance treatment in use, or you know, more psychological concerns that run deeper or that might have a family history. And so we kind of spend our days day to day seeing students individually, one-on-one in sessions, but then we also do a lot of team and mental performance work with a lot of our teams. And so we might put together entire plans to get them prepped at preseason, or some coaches are more inclined for postseason kind of mental performance coaching and consulting. And so we kind of do a combination. Every day looks different, which is probably one of the things I love most about my job. So we get a little bit of everything, but for the most part, it's a lot of one-on-one, being able to be, you know, a great resource, a confidential resource for our student athletes. So it's a cool job.
Absolutely. Tell us about the correlation between strong mental health and the ability to perform well in the classroom and in competition. Obviously, a student athlete who is strong mentally has a much greater chance of success.
Yes, absolutely. So I think a lot of times people sort of separate mental health out from physical health, but the same way we would expect our athletes to perform well by making sure they get, you know, treatment with our athletic trainers, or if they had an injury, they would rehab. The same thing applies to mental health. Like, if you are not in the best headspace in order to be able to focus, whether that's on school or in sport, it's going to be pretty difficult to try to manage the rigors of a season. And it doesn't really matter what sport you compete in. There are always sort of high peak moments, which is usually at the start of a season because it's new and there's all the excitement around what could be. But then there's, you know, that tough moment after an initial loss, maybe the first of a season, and that can be really hard to manage and can also cause folks to spiral negatively if they don't necessarily have the right coping skills. So there's a major, in my opinion, connection between the two. You have to be able to recognize that your mental health and your well-being have to be just as much of a priority as your physical health in order to be successful and in order to really just enjoy being an athlete and enjoy sport. It's less distracting, and it provides a way for people to kind of feel like they can focus on the thing that they came to do, which for our athletes is, you know, get their degrees and also compete in sport at the highest level.
You know, with student athletes, there's always the risk of physical injury. And so I know that you and your staff have to deal with athletes who are trying to overcome a physical injury. How difficult is that? What kind of challenges does that present an athlete who has to overcome the physical injury, then also that fear of being injured again?
Yeah, it can be really hard. I mean, we've seen a wide range, obviously, of injuries across sports, and it can be tough when, you know, it might just be a long-standing injury, one that could be season-ending, and so they may spend the next 4 to 6 months working to get back to sport. And obviously the tougher ones is when it's career-ending and sort of the mental toll that comes with this part of your identity that maybe gets stripped away for the first time in your life. Mm-hmm. Most of our athletes have been playing their sports since they were, you know, five, like playing t-ball and that sort of thing. And so being able to know that either has been put on pause while physically you have to rebuild your body in order to get back. And then for those, like I mentioned, that, you know, it's career ending, that's a whole other level and dynamic of sort of mental transformation to like shift your thinking of maintaining some form of an athletic identity, but also then investing in yourself as a person to think of what does it look like to move on and still push through rehab and those sort of things. So it is a long process. We do our best to try to kind of separate that into phases as somebody kind of goes through the initial shock of getting injured and then being able to work with them alongside their trainers and sometimes our medical staff as well to really get a clear picture of what does the timeline look like for somebody to get back and help be realistic so that the goals that we set for them mentally and emotionally can align with physically what their body's doing too. And that makes it a little less stressful. It gives us a little bit more of an opportunity to share with them, you know, experiences of other athletes who may be similar when we have a better idea. And so it just helps them to rebuild themselves mentally and kind of build that mental toughness to figure out what's going to be my game plan since, you know, I can't force myself back out there. So what am I going to do? And then, of course, when they get through that rehab and they're ready to return to sport, there's a lot of fear and anxiety about, you know, how it happened before. And you want to prep them for that, too. So making sure there's a lot of coping skills there, making sure they're not thinking too intently about re-injuring themselves, because then that becomes a distraction and you become more likely to actually re-injure yourself like that. So we try to take it in phases, because that helps it not feel so overwhelming, but it definitely is a realistic fear and a pretty tedious process.
We're talking with Dr. Lakeitha Poole, Director of LSU Student Athlete Mental Health. Dr. Poole, tell us about your staff. I know you have a talented group. You guys have to wear a lot of hats as a counselor, a psychologist, a social worker. Tell us about your staff and the roles that that they fill.
Yeah, we have an amazing staff. One of the things I've loved about my role is being able to kind of pick my own staff and handpick them. So I'll go, I guess, in order just by the folks that most people may recognize from our department. So Christine Sotil serves as our coordinator of student athlete mental health, and she's a licensed clinical social worker. She is a Louisiana native from Prairieville, and she had worked at LSU prior to working with us for about 8 years over at the Cox Academic Center for Student Athletes. So I kind of snagged her up from over there as a licensed clinician. And so she's done a great job of really helping our student athletes clinically on the mental health stuff, but she's really awesome of the combination between that and academics. That's been like her strong suit. And so students feel comfortable with her, I think, because she's able to help them navigate those two worlds, and that's usually the biggest pieces of their worlds. And so that has been awesome to have her on our staff for the last 3 years. And then our assistant director, Bruce Bugs, he is another person I kind of snatched from away. He was at ULL prior to working with us, but also spent 13 years working for drug court for the state of Louisiana. So he has a really strong clinical background in substance use and treatment, as well as working with injuries and athletes and college students. And so I met Bruce at a conference randomly before I even knew I was going to be able to have a staff, and he was one of the first people I thought of when I knew that I was going to get to put my own team together. And so it's been really great to work with both of them because they both have such unique experiences clinically before getting to us, but also have really taken on their roles and their teams. We've kind of divvied up the teams as lead contacts, and so it's been cool just to even see how some of our coaches and staff have taken to them. And then our students, I mean, I hope they love us all. I think they do. But I think being able to know they kind of have their own person that they can go to directly if they can't reach one of us at any given time, they have a direct person. And Bruce and Christine have both been really great about making sort of the adjustment to all the life things that have happened. Like you said, we wear so many hats, and you have things like COVID that happens, hurricanes that happen, and they've both just done really well of kind of riding out the waves and the storms with me these last few years. Yeah. So it's been awesome to have them.
We're with Dr. Lakeitha Poole here on LSU 60. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Poole about LSU student athlete mental health and some of the challenges during this time of COVID, and also during this time of the strong social movement in our country. We'll talk more with Dr. Poole about that right after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Rouse's has the lowest prices in town. A value pack of Tyson USDA Grade A Fresh Split Chicken Breasts is only 77 cents a pound. Fresh, farm-raised whole red fish is just $4.99 a pound every day. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Gee, Sal, you trying to give away our location?
Sorry, Frankie.
Try walking like a gazelle.
I forgot. Why are we dressed up in Halloween costumes again? My antlers are poking through this hat.
Because, Sal, the lottery just put out the word on Halloween jumbo bucks. It's worth up to $30,000.
But, Frankie, what does that have to do with us?
Don't you get it? We're bucks. Thanks to the lottery, there's a $30,000 price tag on our heads.
Play Halloween jumbo bucks from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If this year has taught us anything, it's we can all do more than we ever thought possible. That compassion can persevere through the greatest challenge, and that ingenuity and excellence can transform us forever. At Our Lady of the Lake, we see each person, never simply the patient, because health is a human experience. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics.
Rouse's has the lowest prices in town. A value pack of Tyson USDA Grade A fresh split chicken breasts is only 77 cents a pound. Fresh, farm-raised whole red fish is just $4.99 a pound every day. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
The latest on LSU Athletics, each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
This is LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And when the Tigers win. You can enter promo code LSU50 the Monday after an LSU football win to receive 50% off your online order at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. As here on LSU 60, we continue our conversation with Dr. Lakeitha Poole, the director of LSU Student Athlete Mental Health. Dr. Poole, we had you talk about your staff. Why don't you tell us something about yourself, your background, and what drove you to enter this field of counseling?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a Louisiana woman and a New Orleans girl, I always tell people. So I'm born and raised here. I really, as a New Orleans kid growing up there, got to experience just a lot of different influences around like music and culture, and never really thought at that time, I think, about mental health. But I was living in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina happened 15 years ago. And so that time shifted my family's life in a lot of ways. We had to move suddenly, and I had to finish out high school. I was in my senior year of high school at that time, and it was tough. And so I think just being able to go through that experience and watching how some of my family and friends coped kind of piqued my curiosity. And I was fortunate that my high school back in New Orleans opened for that spring semester after Katrina, and I was able to take a psychology elective course. And so I always credit kind of Hurricane Katrina with putting me on this path, because I took that course and fell in love with it, and then decided to major in it in college. And I did leave Louisiana for a little bit and went to school at Florida State University in Tallahassee for undergrad. And then I came right back to Louisiana and got my master's at LSU, and then completed my PhD at Regent University in Virginia Beach. And obviously, as a Louisiana girl, I came back, and I haven't left since then. I've been back at LSU now for 10 years. So it's been pretty cool to kind of just have the experience of my life story somehow getting me on a career path. And I don't know that even when I started in my first initial roles in sort of the general college population around mental health, that I knew I'd end up in sport. I've always loved sports. When I was growing up, I played volleyball, I ran track. I was never brave enough, like my student athletes now, to compete collegiately. I don't know how they get the courage, but it's been pretty cool to see life come full circle for me, knowing that sport wasn't necessarily my end path as far as being an athlete, but I somehow still managed to find a way to build that into my career around mental health. And so it's been a great journey thus far to be able to find ways to support student athletes, not just within their sport, but just them as people. And so I've loved every bit of it, and love getting to do that in my home state, at a school and in the city that we all really love.
Now, in addition to everything that you do already, Scott Woodward, our athletics director, asked you to take on another role. Right now, you're serving as interim senior advisor to the athletic director for equity, diversity, and inclusion, which, of course, is such an important issue that involves not only our campus, but also the entire country. Tell us about that role and LSU's commitment to the racial equity movement.
Yeah, I was really excited for Scott to ask me to do that. One of my prior, I guess, lives or roles as well involve working in diversity and inclusion in combination with mental health. So this too feels a little bit like a full circle moment to get to do that. But it is such a critical time right now in our society, just in being able to recognize that there's a direct connection between the people and the things that we work with and work towards every single day, and that certain populations and groups, those folks don't get to sort of exist and navigate life in the same way. And so what we've seen through, you know, the protests and the forms of injustices that have happened around the country, and just the conversation really of people being able to open their minds to other people's experiences, it can be a little bit of a daunting task, but it's also one that, you know, is transforming the world for the future. And so it's been really great to really see our athletics department emerge as a leader around diversity and inclusion for our student athletes and for even staff and faculty on campus to be able to have the opportunity to have conversations with one another, read books, to be able to just hear about people's experiences, some of which aren't the easiest to hear and hear about, and know that people that we work with every day are having to experience some of these things. And so it's been really great to be a part of what I hope is a longstanding movement for ourselves as a department and as a university to really get to be a leader around diversity and inclusion, but also just bettering the experiences of people and being able to be what we are all about, particularly as we all think of this idea of bleeding purple and gold, and mm-hmm. we all love our university. And so if that's the case, then we all also have to love each other and the things that make us that LSU community. So it's been cool to just really have that be a focus, and for our athletics director to make it a priority says a lot about where we stand as a department. And I think our student athletes more than anyone appreciates that.
But that leads me to my next question. How important is it for our student athletes to know that they are supported and they have a voice in this movement?
Yeah, I think it really changes, you know, what their experience can be like. So knowing that, you know, when if you get recruited to a place like LSU, or even if you're a walk-on and you're a part of a team and you feel much more a part of a team that you know stands beside you, not only when you're in uniform, but when you're out of uniform. And I think that has been what our athletes, or at least from what we hear, particularly whether that's in the counseling room or even in some of these programs that we've done around diversity and inclusion, you know, we really get to hear the appreciation for being able to have their voices heard, but also to know that there are multiple people standing with and beside and willing to fight on behalf of them. I think a lot of times people see athletes as, you know, mentally tough or are sort of skilled in only one way, and we forget sometimes that they're people too, with experiences and families and things that occur when they take those uniforms off and they're just, you know, a kid driving around Baton Rouge. And so I think being able to have their voices be heard and for them to have such a huge part of this movement nationally by just being able to be the students that they already are, I think it's been transformative, and I think we're bringing in a new era of what it will look like for student-athletes to even come to LSU.
Dr. Lakeitha Poole, Director of LSU Student-Athlete Mental Health. Dr. Poole, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. I wish we could talk more, but we really appreciate everything that you and your staff do for LSU student-athletes. It's vital work, and I know it continues, and best of luck to all of you in the future.
Yes, thank you so much, Bill. This was amazing. I appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Dr. Poole. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Lakeitha Poole with us here on LSU 60. We're presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. Stay with us. We're back to talk SEC football after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up.
The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to LSU 60, a beautiful evening here on the LSU campus. LSU 60 is presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, as we're coming to you live from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Bank Studios. And a reminder to do not miss Inside LSU Football with Ed Ogeron. It's presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's every week on the LSU Sports Television Network. In fact, it's on tonight, Inside LSU Football, tonight at 10:35 on WBRZ Channel 2 in Baton Rouge. Check local listings for the LSU Sports Television Network affiliate in your area. All right, let's take a quick look at yesterday's SEC football results. There were just four games played in the conference yesterday, as, of course, some teams have been dealing with COVID issues and some rescheduling was done. So there are only four games on the slate yesterday. First of all, in Oxford yesterday, Auburn, with a late touchdown pass from Bo Nix to Seth Williams, gets a 35-28 victory over Ole Miss. Auburn now 3-2 on the year. Ole Miss drops to 1-4. Nix threw for 238 yards, and Seth Williams had 150 yards receiving. Williams certainly not only one of the best receivers in the conference, but also in the country. So he will definitely be a challenge for LSU this coming weekend. And certainly he'll be a focus of the LSU defense on Saturday. But Auburn, with a late comeback, gets the win over Ole Miss yesterday. Yesterday in Knoxville, Alabama improved to 5-0 on the year. The Crimson Tide defeats Tennessee 48-17. Mac Jones threw for 387 yards. John Metchie had 151 yards receiving. Najee Harris ran for 96 yards as Alabama rolls to a victory over Tennessee in Knoxville. Tennessee is now 2-3 on the year. Yesterday in Columbia, Missouri, gets a victory. The Tigers of Missouri now 2-2 on the year, 20-10, a final over Kentucky. Kentucky drops to 2-3 on the season. Larry Roundtree ran for 126 yards to lead the Missouri offense. Connor Bazelak threw for 201 yards. Missouri gets a 20-10 victory over Kentucky. And, of course, the final game of the day, LSU-South Carolina. LSU 52-24 over South Carolina, as we discussed earlier. T.J. Finley with a great freshman debut. He threw for 265 yards. Ty Davis-Price ran for 135 yards. Terrace Marshall had 88 yards in receptions to go along with two touchdowns. Tiger defense came up with five sacks and a pick six. LSU gets the win over South Carolina. LSU now 2-2 on the year. South Carolina dropped to 2-3. And the schedule this weekend, be a full seven-game schedule this week in SEC play on Saturday at 11 a.m. Georgia will be at Kentucky on the SEC Network. At 2:30, of course, LSU at Auburn on CBS. At 3 o'clock, Ole Miss plays at Vanderbilt on the SEC Network. At 6 o'clock, Mississippi State is at Alabama on ESPN. At 6:30, Arkansas at Texas A&M on the SEC Network. And then at 6:30 on Saturday, Missouri is at Florida on the SEC Network alternate channel. That is the SEC slate for this coming weekend. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of LSU 60 after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
In town, a value pack of Tyson USDA Grade A Fresh Split Chicken Breasts is only 77 cents a pound. Fresh, farm-raised, whole red fish is just $4.99 a pound every day. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game-time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. To scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 Hybrid. To go as far as the road will take you with your new Highlander Hybrid. Today's the day to save on all your favorites, like Toyota Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Highlander, and more. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Head into your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Participating dealers only. Event ends November 2nd.
Discover a place where legends are made. Where ordinary checks itself at the door. And unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining. The hottest games. And the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Rouse's has the lowest prices in town. A value pack of Tyson USDA Grade A Fresh Split Chicken Breasts is only 77 cents a pound. Fresh, farm-raised, whole red fish is just $4.99 a pound every day. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
We're back on LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And Hollingsworth Richards Ford on Florida Boulevard proudly supports the LSU Tigers. Remember, you always get your money's worth at Hollingsworth Richards Ford. All right, heading into another big week. It's LSU versus Auburn on Saturday at 2:30 from Jordan-Hare Stadium. The Tigers looking to build on the momentum created by last night's victory over South Carolina. Your programming here on the network begins tomorrow at 12:10 in the afternoon. It's Lunch with Coach O. Cordy Rush and Chris Blair will talk about last night's game and preview the contest with Auburn. Then at 12:30, you can hear Coach O's press conference with the media as he talks about the Auburn Tigers and the big win over South Carolina. On Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, it's the Coach Ed Ogeron Show live from TJ Ribs on South Acadian Thruway here in Baton Rouge, the show hosted by the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Then on Saturday, it's game day. The pregame show here on the network begins at 12:30 p.m. For the 2:30 kickoff, listen to Hunt Palmer, Brandon Taylor, and Big Fave Marlon Favorite as they get you ready for the LSU-Auburn game. Again, the game can be heard right here on the network. It will be televised on CBS, kicking off a little bit after 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. So for producer Jeff Palermo, this is Bill Frankes saying thank you and good night from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. We're right next door to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This has been an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to LSU 60. Join us again next week for the latest on LSU athletics. LSU 60 is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of LSU SB and Outfront Sports.